StubHub Going Pub, a TikTok partnership for Axis, and Come Out to the Desert, There's Plenty of Space. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, in your ear, powered by too many open browser tabs, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Touring Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and here are some of the interesting stories in live music this week. Over at Polestar, J.R. Lind has a story asking whether the festival market is soft and whether genres are the future. This is coming on the heels of softness in second weekend Coachella sales this year, with old friend Rich Schaefer from AEG countering that Coachella merely sets the standards high and they're not really in trouble. Not to cast shade on Rich, there is a hell of a lot more competition out there these days, and only so many festival attendance dollars to go around. So it wouldn't be surprising if things were just tougher all around for Coachella. An even less rosy view comes from Alan Scott from Outside Lands in San Francisco, who says, quote, "This has been one of the more difficult years in terms of booking headliners. Probably a good thing those headliners aren't announced yet. That," quote, "could be a little bit awkward." The article goes on to note relative strength in genre-based festivals like Head in the Clouds in Queens, New York, which does K-pop, and No Values in Pomona, California, which does punk. Check out the link on our homepage for the full story. StubHub is going public. It's been a long, strange trip for the secondary market ticket titan, but its current owner, Viagogo, the European ticket giant, is aiming to quadruple its $4 billion investment with a target of $16.5 billion, which doesn't seem bad for 4 years of an investment, and it's not something you would have predicted during the pandemic. According to Billboard, they're targeting a summer IPO, and the estimates of what it will actually get are all over the place. In addition to Billboard, Music Ally, The Information, and Sports Business Journal all have their takes. And this one was hard to miss, but it's Touring Thursday, so we waited. Everybody from CNN, Variety, Vulture, The Washington Post, to The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Justice Department is planning to launch a long-awaited antitrust suit against Live Nation. Everybody loves to hate Live Nation, which takes the hit for ticketing fees at the consumer level, but generally that doesn't bother Live Nation much as long as it doesn't turn into legal action. Of course, this is legal action that appears aimed at the company's steady progression toward vertical integration over the years. Again, take your pick in the links. Another old friend from AEG, Axis Ticketing Chief Strategy Officer Mark Ruxin, announced a ticketing partnership between Axis, AEG's ticketing operation, and TikTok. AEG follows Ticketmaster into partnership with TikTok, which of course is in a great position to take a little vig on any ticket sales traffic it drives, no matter who the promoter or ticketing agency. It's a no-brainer for the ticketing services, and TikTok is wise to triangulate its relationship with its users and those services. It's a much better idea than trying to compete with the ticket services. Here's an Unlimited Supply pop quiz. Is it better to take 25 cents off of 100% of $1 billion in transactions, or $3 off of 5% of $1 billion in transactions? Spoiler, take the quarter. It only matters if you can stay in business, and don't ask me how I know this. Every week we discuss the artists dominating their markets, a few artists who might be punching above their weight, and a few you might be surprised still have tickets available in the U.S. music capitals, New York, L.A., and Nashville. We call it The Who Sells Out. In Nashville, in his version of Springsteen on Broadway, Eric Church is a sellout for his 19-date residence at Chiefs on Broadway that started last night. But all is not lost if you're on Lower Broadway, as there are still some tickets just a short stroll away, albeit at the much larger Bridgestone Arena for Tyler Childers. Standing room pit tickets are for sale at Face in the neighborhood of $200, and there are a few tickets in some good seated locations too. That other tie, Seagal, is at Brooklyn Bowl Wednesday with plenty available. And Patsy Cline is a sellout, or at least her tribute is, at the Ryman on Monday. Walking After Midnight, the music of Patsy Cline with a cavalcade of stars including Pat Benatar, Beverly D'Angelo, Crystal Gayle, Grace Potter, Haley Witters, Mickey Guyton, and Wynonna is at the Ryman on Monday with tickets from $175 to $775 on the secondary. And if you're up for some classic 90s Americana, the Jayhawks still have tickets available at City Winery on Saturday night. In LA, Coachella's second weekend, by my calculation, is only about 60% sold out. So those of you who like wide open spaces or the recently added Kid Cudi may want to make a last minute decision and trek out to the desert. And seriously, if you go, give Blur the respect they deserve. If you didn't act fast yesterday, you missed your chance to get tickets for Green Day, who are playing at the Echoplex tonight. You could fill that room with industry in about 30 seconds. Heck, I could fill that room with family in about a minute. If you manage to get in, I want photos. The Mavis Staples 85th Birthday Tribute tonight at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood features Chris Stapleton, Hozier, Jackson Brown, Nora Jones, Taj Mahal, Robert Randolph, and the honoree herself. There are also some good tickets at Face available. Looks like some holds got released. In New York, after 2 weeks dominated by Olivia Rodrigo and Bad Bunny, it's a bit quieter this weekend. Good Kid from Toronto is a sellout Friday and Monday at Elsewhere. And in a weird confluence of 90s Boston acts in the area, the Drop 19s are reuniting at Warsaw on Saturday. Martin Sexton is at the Count Basie Center in Red Bank on Sunday. And also on Sunday, former WBCN Rumble winners Doc Hopper are at Gold Bar in Bushwick. Tickets available for all three. Method Man and Redman still have some available at Face if you want to brave Terminal 5 on Friday. I think I solved why Coachella Weekend 2 didn't sell out. Seriously dipping into Coachella's game are two alternative festivals right here in the tri-state area. It's Record Store Day on Saturday, and the best live bang for the buck you're going to get is Rough Trade's Indie Plaza Free Mini Fest at Rockefeller Center Saturday from noon to 5 with 15 indie bands including Dead, Cloud Nothings, Sunny War, and Snooper. And any committed goth in the tri-state area will be donning their black on Friday through Sunday at Dark Force Fest, presented by Vampire Freaks, with Knights Are Ebb and Stabbing Westward topping the bill. This time, rather than an unlicensed dungeon in deepest Bushwick or an undisclosed warehouse somewhere along the waterfront, the forces of darkness will be mustering at. The Sheraton Parsippany, conveniently located at the intersection of Interstates 80 and 287 in lovely Troy Hills, New Jersey. Sometimes I feel like Stefan when I do this. And that's another Touring Thursday. Get out there and support local live music. The ByteDance TikTok ban is back at the top of the headlines this morning, including some leaked documents, and it looks like Concord is going to buy Hypnosis, so the elephant is looking pretty dead. We'll serve up any tasty nuggets tomorrow on Finance Friday. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi. That's ROIFI.com. If you like what you hear, smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for the links to tell us what you think about the show, to suggest feature ideas, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to call us out on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.